That was Kilby Snow. And with May I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister? And now to Flop Ear Mule.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Kilby Snow on Outer Heart.
Yes.
One of the, I guess, what would you say about Kilby Snow?
He is the grand guru of autoharpism. Kilby died a few years ago. I never had the pleasure of meeting the man, but he's the pinnacle. Uh-huh. You know, they don't get any better.
Yeah. Okay. There was an interesting story you told me about Kilby Snow.
This summer, Fred, I had the good fortune to spend a week with Mike Seeger up at the Augusta Heritage Arts Workshops in Elkins, West Virginia. And, of course, we had a class of about 12 auto harp players in an old-time music class. And we talked a lot about Kilby. Mike Seeger shared with us that when he made those recordings, he said Kilby was the most difficult man to find in the world. He said, first of all, he worked on this road crew, so he was always out of town. Was always away from home. And he said he suspected that maybe Kilby had some bill collectors after him, because when you'd ask anybody in southwestern Virginia, have they seen Kilby, no one ever knew where he was. Uh-huh. No one had ever heard of the man, you know. And
luckily, he did find him.
He sure did. And in fact, Kilby cooperated to a great extent and spent a lot of hours with Mike. Mike did share with us that he's got 18 more hours of recordings of Kilby Snow that he has not released yet.
Uh-huh.
And apparently is involved in some legal dealings with the Kilby's descendants to get the rights to go ahead and publish those, so that they would be in the, you know, in a... Yeah. They'd be available to us again.
Right. I imagine there's a lot of people who would like to hear more of what he's done.
Yeah, he was terrific.
Okay. We're going to turn now to some things that Mike Seeger did.
Yes. The first auto harp I ever saw or heard was played by Mike Seeger in the Newport Folk Festival in 1960. And I have a recording here of Mike playing The Man of Constant Sorrow.
Okay.
This was probably the first song I ever heard on auto harp.
Okay.
I am a seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. For on this world I'm bound to ramble, I have no friends to help me now.
Yeah, that was Mike Seeger. That last piece was Victory Rag that he played with the New Lost City Ramblers. And before that, Mike did a tune, The Man of Constant Sorrow. He sang that also. That was the nice, very nice tune. There's a couple of years separation there in it.
Yes, the yeah. first piece, Man of Constant Sorrow, by the way, he did that also with the New Lost City Ramblers, was in 1960. You could certainly hear an improvement in his technique in Victory Rag, which was recorded in 1964.
Yeah, there was.
He has improved through the years, and if you hear, I don't think he's recorded Cotton Mill Blues, which is one of his more recent learning experiences, but if you ever hear him do it in concert, you'll marvel at how far he's come from the early days of his auto harp playing.
Yeah. You said recently that you, or not too long ago, you saw Mike Seeger and at a workshop, was it?
Yes, I went to a one-week auto harp workshop in Elkins, West Virginia this past summer. One of the interesting things was he did Victory Rag in our class, and we asked him to slow it down so that we could watch his picking action, and he couldn't. As soon as he'd slow it down, he'd mess it up.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of like in a basketball player to try to dunk a ball slowly.
Yes, it's impossible, yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to suggest another New Lost City Ramblers song here. You know, the New Lost City Ramblers changed people over the years, and in this case, it's the New Lost City Ramblers of about 1966, with Mike Seeger on auto harp, John Cohen on lead guitar, Tracy Schwartz on second guitar. And it's an old A.P. Carter song, Dark and Stormy Weather.
Okay.
Had gone to rest.
Yeah, that was the New Lost City Ramblers with the Titanic.
Yes, right. That's a different Titanic than that first song we heard.
By Ernest Stoneman.
By Ernest Stoneman, yes. I love that last line, that to raise the Titanic someday.
That's interesting, after hearing what's happened in the last year or a couple of years in relation to the Titanic.
Anyway, as we said, those, of course, were imitative of the Carter family. That was the New Lost City Ramblers, but it was pretty evident they were imitating the Carter family. We mentioned earlier that Maybelle Carter was not the one who played the auto harp in the early Carter family recordings. It was, in fact, Sarah.
Even though most people associate Maybelle Carter with the auto harp.
Yes, because she did, in fact, supposedly develop the technique of holding the auto harp up against her chest and strumming it cross-handed, where she used her left hand to press the chord bars and her right hand to pick, and picks the melody using a kind of a pinching motion with the thumb picking the bass strings and her forefinger picking the melody strings. This next piece, Fred, is a late recording of Mother Maybelle, recorded long after the Carter family itself had disbanded as a recording entity. This was a recording probably made in the early 60s, entitled Mother Maybelle Carter, A Living Legend. It was a Columbia record, and it was released twice. It was CS9275 or CL2475. And this is Mother Maybelle Carter's rendition of Black Mountain Rag, played on the auto harp.
Okay. Thank you. was Maybelle Carter with San Antonio Rose.
Yes, yes. That was the same record that Black Mountain Rag was on. Mother Maybelle Carter, a living legend.
Another obscure record.
Yes, another one of those obscure auto harp records. I think before we leave Mother Maybelle, we really owe it to her to let her do one more. You probably remember, Fred, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band a few years back brought out a three-record set called Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And they gathered together a terrific group of musicians, including, by the way, Norman Blake, who was here just not too many weeks back. But a great number of old-time musicians that had influenced their music, and one of the terrific cuts on that album was Mother Maybelle playing Wildwood Flower with John McEwen on banjo, Earl Scruggs on guitar, Jim Ibbotson on guitar, Les Thompson on mandolin, and Junior Husky on bass. And this is a wonderful cut.
And this is a tune that's really very strongly connected to Maybelle Carter and the Carter
indeed.
Family, Wildwood Flower.
That's right.
Okay. Let's have a listen to this one. That was Maybelle Carter doing a tune, Wildwood Flower, that I guess is very strongly associated with the Carter family and Maybelle Carter. Carter.
Yes.
And okay, and we'll be ending. That's our last piece for this part of the program. I'm Fred Beckett. My host tonight is Bob Mead from Park City, Tennessee. And he's shown us the things that he's come across in the last 20, 25 years of listening to auto harp music. Is one of his main interests.
Yes. Okay. It's a pleasure to be here too, Fred.
Okay. We'll be coming back in just a few minutes. We'll have a couple of little break here and give a little time for to turn the tape over and hear the second part of this program. And come back just in a few minutes and listen to myself and Bob and some auto harp music. This is Station WLRH in Huntsville, Alabama.